Manuscript Releases, Volume 1, Mr. Number 41. Supplementary material regarding message-filled books. Turn not from message-filled books. My heart aches as I see those who profess to be looking for Christ coming devoting their time and talents to circulating books that contain nothing concerning the special truth for our time, books of narrative, books of biography, books of men's theories and speculations. The world is full of such books. They can be had anywhere. But can the followers of Christ engage in so common a work, when there is crying need for God's truth on every hand? It is not our mission to circulate such works. There are thousands of others to do this, who have as yet no knowledge of anything better. We have a definite mission, and we ought not to turn from it for side issues, employing men and means to bring to the attention of the people books that have no bearing upon the present truth. A balanced program. I do not believe it is right to devote so much attention to the sale of the smaller books, to the neglect of the larger ones. It is wrong to leave lying on the shelves the large works that the Lord has revealed should be put into the hands of the people, and to push so vigorously, in the place of these, the sale of small books. Books containing present truth at this period of our work, we must guard every step we take in reference to the publication of our books. I have been plainly shown that we must secure as canvassers men and women of ability. Much of the effort that has been devoted to the sale of medical books should now be given to the handling of books that contain the present truth for this time, that the evidences of our faith and the issues that are before us may be known by the people. We are to bring into the work every living agency who feels that he is chosen of God to do, not a common, commercial work, but a work that will give light and truth, Bible truth, to the world. The light of the world. Our large books should have a wider circulation. The words, "Ye are the light of the world," must have a much clearer fulfillment in the lives of Seventh-day Adventists than they have yet had. Every line of our work should be carried forward in a way that will recommend the truth to those who hear. No selfish act is to be seen in commercial work or in spiritual work. No thread of dishonesty is to be drawn into the pattern. The time has come when, as never before, Seventh-day Adventists are to arise and shine, because their light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon them. Counsel concerning proposals made by Elder Haskell regarding independent publishing. Brother Walter Harper has been conversing with me about the need of greater effort for the sale of my books, and especially great controversy and patriarchs and prophets. I encouraged him to do all he could to push the sale of these books. And I told him that if the publishing houses would not keep him supplied with my books, that I would supply them. But as I consider the matter, I see that at this time, when so much is being said against organization, we must be careful not to work for disorganization. We must not get out of line. I am fearful regarding any plan that would take the work out of our publishing houses, for this might lessen the confidence of our brethren in these important agencies for the dissemination of present truth. I believe that in the selling of your books you want to do just what is right. I believe the Lord will guide you with his counsel. Regarding my books, I feel that I cannot take them into my own hands, and thus weaken the work of the Office of Publication. It would not be wise for me to make a move that would look as if I did not have confidence in our leading publishing houses. We must do all things in a righteous way. We must not weaken the hearts and hands of those of whom we expect so much. Years ago, when I was in Battle Creek, I was much distressed that great controversy should lie idle on the shelf. For 2 years it was held back that Bible readings might have more attention. All that I could say did not change the course of those who had control of the canvassing work. They treated me as if I were a child. If at that time I had appealed to the people, asking for agents to handle my books, and promising to supply them, it would have been in the order of the Lord. But now things have changed. There is not now a studied, determined effort to hold back the books that are of most importance. We are planning to bring out many books, and for the pioneer in our work to make any move now that would create confusion would not be wise. We must not bring any discouragement on our publishing houses at this critical period in their experience. We have advised the Pacific Press to give up commercial work. This has been done. The Review and Herald also is giving its principal energies to our own work. The Nashville House is doing less outside work, and is making great exertions to secure good agents, and to sell our denominational books. To take my books into my own hands now would bring a great trial upon that work, and I cannot do it. I shall let the work go on as it has been going. We must press together, and take no step that will bring confusion to our publishing work. You can do as you think best, but I have concluded to have my books handled just as they have been in the past. I shall encourage our brethren to scatter them like the leaves of autumn, but I shall leave my books to be handled by the publishing houses and shall prepare for larger sales in the future. Independent Publishing. Yesterday I had presented to me the advisability of supplying my books direct to agents in fields where few are sold. Thus I would receive a larger income. I laid the matter before my son, W. C. White, as it had been presented to me. Then he told me how he regarded the proposition, and in conclusion said, "Mother, unless you have special direction from the Lord, I advise you to make no new moves. It will bring perplexity to others and additional care and burden to you, and you have cares and burdens enough. In every new move, we must consider the interests of the whole work." During the night I had instruction as to the best course to follow at this crisis. Our work now is large. Many new books must be brought out, and we must handle all parts of the work wisely. We must do our best to encourage our publishing houses in America and in foreign countries. Should I as author take up the work of handling my books myself, discouragement would be brought on our offices of publication. We have urged our publishing houses to give up commercial work, and they have done this. Should we bring confusion into the subscription book work, it would give them occasion to return to commercial work, and this would bring in delays and hindrances to the work of filling the world with our literature. I have received your letter, in which you speak of a plan for you to print and sell a large number of my book, Early Writings, brought out in a new style of binding. In the past I have given my consent to your suggestions regarding this matter, but recently I have received such positive instruction regarding the necessity of unity that I dare not give my consent to your proposition. The Lord would have every movement made by you or by me such that it will inspire confidence in us as being led by the Lord. I should be sorry to see you do anything that would tend to lessen your influence as a wise counselor. As missionary workers, we need the guidance of the Holy Spirit. We must seek to follow the example set by our Savior in his ministry of love. We must manifest the wisdom of the serpent and the harmlessness of the dove. May God help us that we may be a blessing to his people. I would not wish to handle my books, nor to see you handle your books in a manner that would seem to throw discredit upon the publishing houses. We must manifest wisdom in this matter. To carry out the plans you suggest would, to many, seem that we were taking advantage of circumstances to benefit ourselves. Let your whole influence be cast to create a spirit of unity with the men who are carrying responsibilities in the publishing work. Then your words will have more influence. You and I are being watched very critically. If we were to carry out plans that would create dissension, this might result in the loss of souls. Do not forget that many are watching to see some moves made that would seem to vindicate the wrong moves that have been made in this conference during the last few years. Let us labor earnestly to convince men that Christ came to our world to place men on vantage ground, that he might become a partaker of the divine nature. The Lord would be pleased for you to modify your plans regarding the selling of books at low prices, lest you lead some to feel that our publishing houses were charging exorbitantly for their labor. In your position of trust as president of the California Conference, you should take especial heed lest you give occasion for your self-sacrificing efforts to be regarded as a reflection upon the men connected with our offices of publication. You are to come as close as possible to our leading brethren. It would be a great mistake to follow methods in the publication and sale of your books that would injure your influence. Therefore, I say that it would not be wise, my brother, to carry out plans that seem to some to be contrary to fair dealing in the sale of our books. Therefore, I cannot give my consent to have any of my books handled at the present time in the way you suggest. It would make upon the minds of some of our brethren an impression that would not be desirable. On making inquiries regarding the publication of Early Writings, I learn that our offices at Mountain View and at Washington have just brought out and have in stock a large edition of this book, and that they are selling a paper-covered edition for 35 cents. Under such circumstances, therefore, it would seem unjust to them were we to endeavor to place on the market a smaller-sized book, to be sold at a low price. Representations that have been given me lead me to fear the plan of selling our books at too low a price. Many who would take advantage of these low prices might just as easily pay the full price, and some who buy the books for little would sell them to others who would have to pay the regular prices. Such a plan is bringing in an order of things that will not bring the best results. If you find worthy people who are not able to pay for a book, it is your privilege to present it to them. But you should hold your books at a price that will ensure against a loss to the publishers. The enemy is ever seeking to scatter briars and thorns among the precious wheat. Earnest labor is required to make a success of our efforts. While certain plans may seem to be wise, and while men may have the best of motives in following them, yet if these plans result in friction, it will be found that the good results that were sought will not appear. I dare not under present conditions do otherwise than as I have stated. While for a time there might be an enthusiasm in presenting books at a great reduction, yet there are only a few who could do this kind of work. And I cannot consent for you to do this in my behalf. We are both becoming old, and every move must bear the impress of the character of Christ. Not for a day must we venture to move unadvisedly. Looking unto Jesus constitutes real excellence of character. If we copy the pattern, we shall always be safe, for Christ will be revealed in personal ministry. Let us make no mistakes, for we are sowing for eternity. We should blend with our publishing institutions in laying and carrying out plans that will be productive of healthful unity. All should seek to be baptized with the Holy Spirit, and all speak the same things. Let each serve with an eye single to the glory of God.